Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, interwebians, You are back for another one. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show,
backyardmeccashow.com.
We're recording live from Night Owl Studios, downtown Shenton, Connecticut, in the 415 building. I'm back, man. X is back.
We back.
What's up, X?
What's good, man?
How was your weekend, bro?
Pretty interesting, man. It's never a dull moment, I tell you that. It's great stuff though, not like, you know, bad. So it's been wonderful stuff.
That's good, man. How was your trip, man? You weren't here last week, so
Y'all, I went to DC. So
tell them about that, man.
For my new viewers, and for those who may not know, I'm a healer. I heal people. I'm an energy healer. It's very similar to Reiki and some other practices of holistic healing practices, and I've been practicing for about 9-10 years, going on 10 years. And recently I've made it into a business, and I had gotten hired to go to Washington, D.C. to help this family with a family member of theirs that was real sick. And it was kind of expected for him to, you know, probably pass. And the family was just having a hard time with the whole matter, just with everything. You know, just dealing with it. Having connection with him, you know, just all of that, you know. It was one of the things where, you know, you kind of walk into the room and you don't really feel the presence of the person, kind of thing, you know. So it was intense because there was a lot of healing that happened with the family. And for me, driving all the way down there and people, you know, trusting me enough to drive all the way down there to do that work was... it was an honor, honestly. You know what I mean? And it all came because I had long distance healing. See, I do healing over the phone too, y'all, where I send the energy over the phone to then rid the person of whatever they have the problem with. So if it's depression, I'm literally taking the depression off of them and melting off of their body. They can feel it leaving type stuff. So when I did that with him, some blood flow started going back to his brain. And that's when they were like, okay, well, let's start. Because they were going to call him brain dead. They were going to, you know, and then after a session we had, they noticed that. So they couldn't, like, pull the plug. So that's when they were like, well, let's just see where else this could go. Thank you. So now here's the thing, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the details too much, but
How did they find out about your services, all the, being that they're all the way in Washington?
Well, one of the clients, I've known her for years. Okay. I've known her for a long, long time. MySpace days. We met on MySpace, actually. And she's been my friend for a while. When I had put out my first rap album or whatever, she came up here during the album release.
Okay.
She drove all the way up here. Like, we've been cool for years. And we just stayed in contact, you know what I'm saying? We just made sure we stayed in contact. So now she travels all over the country, and she works for pharmaceutical companies or whatever. So she travels all over the company, I mean, over the country. And she's out here, you know, we visit or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? We made sure we stayed in contact.
Okay.
You know, I got people like that I remember from MySpace or Black Planet days.
Absolutely. That we me still too. Cool. That's crazy.
Some people I've never met still to this day, and we just still they talk cool. every now and then. Yeah, so that's how we met. But I got to meet her family, and it was intense, man. It was really intense. I mean, there were people from North Carolina that were there as well. I just so honored to even be a part of the whole experience.
So, you know? So when I cut you off, you were telling us about basically his blood started flowing again.
Yeah, his blood started flowing again. You know, so and I'll say this. Matter of fact, this is a good point. So if you have somebody that you love, you gotta let them know that you love them. And I say that because when they go through a real bad health scare, and when you, I can speak from experience because I was on life and death for a while, you know, between stages. So you go through this point when you're there where you're like, you're weighing out, do I give up and just continue to go into the state that I'm in because I feel like I'm leaving here. And when the feeling of leaving here feels way better than being here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very intense feeling, the feeling of not being here. So that kind of gets drawn into that. And then, you know, you're looking at your pain here and you're like, dang, I mean, I got this, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. Or I can just leave. So some people battle with having purpose here. You know what I'm saying? When their life isn't a balance like that, they actually have, you actually are sometimes given a choice. You know, you hear like a voice speak to you. You know, you have an option. Like, you can either stay or leave, and you're kind of shown what each path is, you know? So for me, it happened like that for me, where I was kind of shown, if I stay, this is what will happen, and if I leave, this is what will happen. For him, I feel he was shown the same thing. And then he was in a position where he didn't really have a whole lot to come back to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you love somebody, let them know, because sometimes you could be the reason that they want to come back, or fight to live, or fight to stay healthy, to not have to be in that position. Mm. You know what I mean? And that, I feel, was, you know, his case.
Energy.
And yeah. That's deep, man. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, some real supernatural stuff. I mean, like, he visited them in their dreams, stuff like that. I mean, like, it's just like stuff that's the right books about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, it's a lot of reflection, just thinking about all this stuff. Cause I wound up having sessions on the way there to Jersey. I mean, on the way there to to Washington, and on the way back on the phone, I'm having sessions there and back over the phone while I'm driving and stuff. So I have to sometimes just sit back and just stop for a moment and consider this is happening. So after Washington, I definitely, you know, was like, whoa, you know, like, wow, this is really happening in my life. So I want to do this all the time. I'm addicted. You know what I mean?
I want to take it all in.
I want to travel all over the world now and do this. So the trip was there.
Well, you are. I mean, you know, this is just
the beginning.
And you know that. I mean, you know, we were talking about it a little bit earlier, and we'll get into that too a little later. But you definitely, from what I've been reading as far as people's testimonials and just seeing you do stuff here, you know what I mean, and people's feedback, from what I've seen from my own eyes, that, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do, man. So,
appreciate it, man. My library has come a long
and even way. Even from where you came from, man, you know, when you were not doing so well as far as your sickness.
Yeah, I was, for y'all don't know, for 12 years I was sick. I was paralyzed on and off and pain every day, nonstop. Just did not leave. So to get to a place now where I can heal people and actually change their life is just, it's weird for me. And I'm not going to line up in a good way. It's weird, you know what I mean? Like,
And it's crazy because it just shows, I mean, I know you're grateful already for being able to do anything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For you to go and actually heal, on top of that, you know what I mean? That's like,
I'd have been happy just working. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Honestly.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that, been happy just, that energy, that karma is just gonna take you to where you need to go, you know what I'm saying? So
really,
I think it's dope, man, and
keep pushing.
Keep going with it, man. Pushing. Because you're only seeing results, you know what I mean?
Right. It's a beautiful experience, man. I work with kids too now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's been interesting, working with kids.
Yeah, I can imagine that energy is something else. Man.
It is, and so all right, I got this one kid that I work with. She has a gift where she can draw things, and then they manifest the exact thing that she draws. Mm. Her parents were like, her whole family were attesting to it. Like, yo, she drew this, and this exact thing happened. Like, it was just story after story.
Like, can you?
So she would draw like a vehicle, or, you know, someone, her dad thinks someone was in the vehicle, or a certain particular vehicle, and it was a certain kind, and he ended up getting that same vehicle, like a somewhat was like, and there's been many other stories like this too. So his family's from New Orleans. So I don't know if you know about how people from New Orleans are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, yo, they very are naturally gifted people.
Okay.
Yo, that's spooky. Now I'm thinking, the client from Washington and the client speaker, they're all from New Orleans.
Our next guest worked out there doing some healing, too. So.
Oh, right. And our next guest worked out there doing some healing in New Orleans as well.
And that's going to be a great show. Yeah, so make sure y'all tune in next
please
week.
Please tune into that, y'all. This healing thing, man, I don't know if you guys out there, you know, give us some feedback, shoot some emails, some texts, some comments, let us know. But this healing thing has been a big thing lately as far as people having conversations about it and healing in different ways.
It's becoming more of a thing that people talk about.
Oh, right? Yeah. You know, like, you ever heard of yoni steams?
I haven't.
Yeah, this is interesting. Now, yoni steam. First, you know what a yoni is?
No.
Vagina.
Okay. what language is that? Or is it just?
It's just yoni. No, I had to say it because you said what language. So anybody else is hearing it, they're gonna laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's funny because it do sound like a different language. I never thought of it like that. But honestly, I don't know like
the where the
original. Yeah, it's the first. I don't even know where the original like terminology. But it sounds from something like Indian or something. You know what I mean? It sounds like some.
Yeah.
It do sound like it has something to do with that, but. Yoni is vagina, basically.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's interesting because the newest thing now, a lot of women are getting into like self-care and self-healing.
Mm.
So this might be a little TMI, what I'm going to tell you, but this has been so, it's very popular now. People are openly talking about this kind of stuff on Facebook. So I'm just disclaimer, okay?
Okay.
And so they, they'll get herbs, boil them, right? Mm. They'll sit over the herbs and like steam the box.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To like get the impurities out.
Yeah.
But then they also get these quartz eggs, like eggs that are made out of like quartz and different stones.
Yeah.
And they'll put them up there to heal it energetically. And they're healing the wound, so to say.
Yeah.
Healing the womb, so to say. Now, there's a lot of different practices.
That's interesting.
It's very, dude, like, it's a big thing. I mean, it's real big. Like, it's big, big, big.
Yeah, self-healing in itself, like you said, like, it's all over.
It's all over the place. Like, it's very common. I have a few friends now that, you know, like, starting to get into that kind of stuff, too. And they're not afraid to talk about it. Like, normally a thing like that would be kind of, like, taboo to, like, just openly talk about. But I've seen people on Facebook just openly talk about this nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, the different methods. And some people, you know, do. I think it's a little insanitary, right? Like using the toilet to do the steam.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? But some people, you know, but it's interesting just to see,
absolutely.
You know, the conversation. You know what I mean? The conversation is had about it. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's probably something that's been done throughout
history right?
Throughout the years of the cultures, and it's
you
just
know
new.
How that go.
It's just kind of new over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. We're just now finding out about these things, just like how it's my healing work is some kind of ancient thing that I don't even have a name for, other than what I would give it. If I name it, I don't even know what else out there in the world is similar to what I do, but not exactly what I do type thing. So a lot of these things are resurfacing, and so it's beautiful to see.
What would you say that is, like some of the stuff that you could compare it to, sort of, like, but it's not
Reiki,
exactly.
Tai Chi.
Okay.
And if you want to go like a church route, laying of hands, which is like, for those who don't know what that is, it's like the transferring of divinity or God power into a person to then transfer that into another person. It's like being the medium or the plug, so to say, for that energy.
And I asked just so, you know.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
The interweblians and people.
Interweblians.
They could understand what
you need to know.
So when things like that come into play, man, you know, sometimes there's backlash, and I kind of wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
So for some people that haven't been raised that way or understand certain cultures and shit, they might look at shit like and say, yo, that's crazy, or yo, that's a lie, or this and that.
Right.
And I know recently, you know, you got into something like that. Or not got into something like that. Something try to get at you, but you know how we do. We just let that shit slide right off.
Right.
But some, you know, something did happen to you like that. For our interweblians and the audience listening, can you kind of break that down and you know how you feel about that?
Definitely. So, you know, with great responsibility. I mean, with great power comes with great responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, there. Just like you said, like people are born or either raised or get into a certain tradition, and whenever something that you do doesn't look like what they do and you're effective, it makes them feel strange about how they see their own.
People are afraid of what they don't know.
Yeah. So if I'm a hardcore Christian, but then I see you healing people, but you don't heal people using Jesus' name. Now it makes me look at my practice. So how are you doing that, but you're not practicing what I'm doing? Yeah. You must be doing something wrong. You know, that's how. So that's literally, it kind of boils down to that. You know, I think Some of it has to do with other emotions and other people's feelings and things like that. But it really kind of boils down to, well, this is how I look at righteousness, and what you're doing don't look like what I look at righteousness as. So it can't be right. So I dealt with that because it felt like people, well, from what I heard, people were saying stuff like, well, okay, according to their religion, being a sorcerer is a bad thing. I'm not a sorcerer. I don't even wouldn't even describe myself as anything like that. But in other cultures, they wouldn't look at a sorcerer as a bad thing. You understand what I'm saying? It depends on the perspective that you're standing there and looking at. So it's ironic, okay? It's just ironic that this group of people, mainly this group of people that started with me, and I didn't do anything to them. But the thing is, it's to be expected. When you're doing something great, even when you're not doing something great, somebody's not going to like it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be groups. They're going to be people out there that are not going to vibe with that. But that's life. You know, you just keep pushing. So, but also I always pay attention. I think it's good to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I even noticed it, because I know that as things grow for me, I may have to deal with this more. How should I deal with these things? You know, I have to check myself. You know what I mean? Like, well, if they were to say more, you know, if they were to, like, because when I say they were just saying these things, it wasn't like, oh, somebody was just saying these things. They were trying to, like, pull my clients away from me, or pull one of my clients away from me. You know what I mean? They were trying to pull somebody that had a real big life change with her and her family away from working with me, with just trying to fill her mind up with ideas. And she told me about it, so it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know what I mean. It was just like damn. You know what I mean? Like, but it shows me I must be on their mind. I guess I'm important.
Not only that, it shows you that you're on track and doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
and probably doing something that they thought or wanted to do, and they're just not there, or lazy, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. But you know, that's how usually it is when people throw darts like that, man.
And the thing is, I would have dealt with this differently though. You know what I'm saying? Like before, I feel like I would have let it get to me. Like before, it would have been the thing where it was like, well, what am I doing wrong? And second guessing myself versus looking at it like, well, what's wrong with y'all? Like, I ain't doing nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm handling my business. What's your issue? You know what I mean? Now it's more of a different outlook. And the thing is, I would love to work with these people. That's the ill part.
And that's how it should be. That's how we can reach more people.
Right. I would love to work with them, but they, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It sucks to be you.
It sucks to be you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know.
Divinity doesn't look like your traditions all the time, you know?
Yeah, nah.
Just like being a good person doesn't always look like what you think a good person would look like, you know?
Absolutely.
It just doesn't come in that form all the time.
And that's the dope thing about energy, man, because I, you know, in my own way, I feel like I'm a healer in myself, you know? A little differently than what you do, but I try to inspire, man. I try to inspire through my words as well as my actions and what I do with my.
I agree. Because,
you know what I'm saying? And that's a form of healing.
Healing,
you know?
It is.
And
absolutely.
It's needed. All forms are, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different forms of healings, like healings or healers. Nurses are healers, you know. Even I know, like, they get shitted on a lot. CNA. They're healers too. You know what I mean? Because somebody got to be there to do these things. And then a lot of them are there with love. I've been there in the hospital and gotten love from CNAs. You know what I'm saying?
Positions at every level.
Every level. You know what I mean? Anyone can have the heart to be a healer if you're empathetic to other people enough to want to care or do something about the situation. You have the power to be a healer. Some of us, it's overwhelming though. So I'm going to get into that real quick. You have what's called being an empath. Have you ever heard of
it? Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So now.
Yeah, I believe I'm an empath
definitely,
as well.
Definitely. You know, absolutely, you're an empath. You know what I mean? So for those who don't know what an empath is basically someone who can feel other people's emotions, feelings, thoughts, and they don't have to speak on it. You can just feel it. They don't have the body language. You can just feel it. And the thing is, a lot of times the shit will end up feeling like it's your own thoughts. Yeah. It'll feel like it's your own feelings. Like, and you won't make the difference or this distinction that this is my feelings and this is the person that I'm around, what they're feeling.
Damn, yo. I'm thinking about, because all our last few shows, we've had guests, right? The last time we got deep like this was our first show.
Right.
And so I know some of our audience that's probably new or not used to this are like, what? But also, I think the people that have been yearning for this or like they're back. Yeah,
yes, they're talking about this. You know
what I'm saying? And what happened was, and don't lose your thought. Don't lose your thought. I just want to get this out.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
What happens is we were supposed to have a guest on yesterday because we record every Sunday. It's a Monday night tonight. And unfortunately, they backed out. So, you know, I didn't want to just go a week without not giving our people the Interwebly or something. So I'm like, yo, fuck it. Let's just do us.
Right.
I enjoy doing the guests, of course. I enjoy having them, but I enjoy just really getting to the nitty gritty and building and doing this type of shit too. So yeah. I just wanted to, the people, we got a good show for y'all tonight, man. We always do, but like, you know, welcome back, man.
Yeah, definitely. we gotta get into some more topics and shit. But yeah, man. So being an empath, you're able to pick up on other people's feelings, thoughts, energies, and they become your own. You end up not, most cases, most people, the reason why it becomes a handicap for them is because it becomes their own feelings. They'll feel some shit from her or him, and they'll think they're pissed off instead of not realizing that this person's pissed off. And that shit will, if you don't handle it well, it can overtake you.
If you don't understand it.
Yeah. And a lot of times that happens because you care about people a lot.
Yeah.
When you have a big heart for people, the bigger that tends to be where you just, and then you end up hating people after that. That's what ends up happening with a lot of people.
When I was younger, I didn't realize that I was an empath. I've been an empath since I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that because I didn't understand.
Right. No, we don't get taught these things.
So
I hear you have a problem with these gentlemen having a barbecue here.
Oh, we're gonna get into that later. I don't know why that started to play. But
she doesn't want to talk now.
She doesn't want to talk now. All right. So anyway, I believe that I've been an empath since I was, you know, real young, and I didn't understand it. I didn't know about it. A lot of this whole knowledge of self shit that, you know, I kind of dwell in now. I've known I had it. I just didn't understand it. And at the same time, I thought it was normal, but I just didn't understand it. Right. Now, like when, you know, I told you I'm an empath because I later on in life, you know what I'm saying, which was, recently, maybe, not recently, but, you know, maybe within the last 10 years, I really started to, like, yo, this shit, it's for a purpose. It's for a reason. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. So it's like you said, man, like, not everybody knows how to handle it or you know what I mean?
Why
I just wanted to say that because that was something very important to me, though. Once I learned it and understood it, it's like, I know what time it is and I know what I got to do now.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what a lot of this shit behind me and that people see that we do, it has to do with that. It's not just business.
Right.
It's not just to make money. Like, right. I'm going to do this shit with a purpose, just as you and others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So being an empath helps you to feel and know yourself enough to understand your purpose too, because like being an empath, it helps you to feel what other people are going through, but then you're so in tune with your own shit that you get uncomfortable not doing what you feel like you're supposed to do here because you're so in tune with your own shit. Like, I have to be here doing this. I have to fulfill this purpose. I have to make this happen. Mm-hmm. Without that, I don't feel right. You know, some people can numb their feelings. They can numb their soul. They can numb their connection to who they are. Or they just never connect to it. You know, they feel like... So this is how I break this. This is one of the things I share in my sessions that I want to share with the audience as well. It's very relevant to this conversation. So you have your soul. Your soul is who you are. That is the person that is looking out of your eyes. That is the person that is not in the mirror, but the person looking at the mirror.
Mm.
Not the one in the mirror. Not the person in the mirror. The person looking at the mirror. That's your soul. The one that's talking, the one that speaks, the one that gets up, makes your body decide to just get up, the one in control of that. That's your soul. Then you have your personality. Personality is a collection of your ideas, thoughts, visions, experiences here. The person that you present to people, the person that you present to yourself, the person you think you're supposed to be in this matrix, that is your personality. This is the created person. This is the person also that your soul is supposed to use to interface or to like interact with this world. So your soul and your personality is supposed to work together. What ends up happening is this. Your soul and your personality end up becoming two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
So your soul ends up becoming reduced to your intuition or a whisper. It's supposed to be a main voice.
Yeah.
But it ends up getting reduced to something that you barely hear unless you choose to tune into it, you know, or just ignore it, or just be like, I heard it, but I kind of want to do this thing this personality telling me about. You know what I mean? The personality becomes the main voice. It becomes the one that runs the show. It becomes the one that it gets presented to everybody, including yourself. You know, it's the satisfactory person. You know, the soul is the person that's always right, but you want to take the risk with the other thing. So being an empath, what happens, you know, you get to either one of the two things happen. You either get confused by that process, or some of that gets filtered out, and you're able to like be comfortable in your own skin, so to say. Because a lot of us have those thoughts or things that we think are our thoughts, but I call them suggestions. These things are not things that you generated. It's not stuff that you said, yo, I'm going to think this thought right here, right now. These suggestions are things that just arrive in your mind. You could be chilling, minding your business, and you may be around somebody you don't like, and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't fuck with this dude. I don't know, like, da, da, da. But you didn't think this. It wasn't like you really even feel that way about the person, but it arrived, that thought form arrived in your mind. It's there. It's present. When you interact with it, that becomes you, even though you didn't think it. It's a suggestion. It's an idea that's planted. Now, different spiritual systems have a idea of who or what plants these things, and we can get into that another time.
Yeah.
But there are suggestions.
That's what I was going to say. Like, there's people who try to control certain things for certain reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And even make, like you said, the main thing that's supposed to be speaking, they like to dim that candle.
Put that,
you know,
back.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, make that get out moment.
Yeah, exactly. So
put you
and like you said, that's another deeper thing. We could get into another time. But it's interesting. It's interesting.
Definitely. So being an empath and all that is like really tied together. You know, it's like the difference between you being controlled and being in control.
And you know what else is? It's interesting, and it's also it could be frustrating as well. Is knowing these things and feeling these things and being an empath and healers and knowing certain knowledge and not being able to build with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've had to learn to kind of not get frustrated about, man, because, you know, just when you're going through your own knowledge of self cycle, whatever you want to call it, or just becoming, man, there's very people that you could talk to, they're gonna look at you like you're crazy, you know what I mean? But then there's the people that know, that understand, they went through it.
Find your soul tribe.
And you know, this is why I think shows like this are dope too, because I'm pretty sure we might have some listeners that don't know shit about what we're talking about.
But
might spark something.
Check it out.
And I'm pretty sure that we have some people that are listening that maybe just started, and now they're like, oh shit.
Wow, there are other people out here that really
there are
on
other
this.
People
shit.
That,
like, I got, yo, you know, a lot of people get into crystals and stuff like that. You know, I got a bunch of, I keep them on, you know what I mean? Like, we can have a conversation. Guys, if you have any suggestions, anything you guys want us to start talking about on the show more, please send us emails.
Yep.
You know, comments, all that, you know.
Backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. That's backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. Even if, like we say, man, it's all about positivity, man, but, you know, there's people that like to throw darts. So throw some darts at us, man. Show the hate, man. Like, we'll respond to that too. We won't duck from that, man. But we're definitely gonna flip the switch, and it's just gonna slide off. But we'll talk about what anybody wants to talk about, man.
Speaking of talk about, let's talk about Kanye.
Oh man. I wanted to get into that last show, but since you weren't here, I wanted to save it.
Okay.
But yeah, that song.
I want to know your opinion. Like, how you feel about ISO? Well, I'm pretty sure you know, unless you've been living under a rock. Kanye basically said in one of his infamous rants that slavery was a choice, and then he didn't just say it in an intellectual way.
Yeah,
he said it like,
well, that's Kanye for you,
right?
Man.
Like, we all y'all just. Yeah, he just was like arrogant.
And not
about
to say
it,
that he's not, because he's a smart dude.
Right.
It's just the choice of things and words and formats that he used.
Go ahead, bro. You take it away. I would get started.
So he was on TMZ, and he was on that rant. You know what I'm saying? And he said various things, man. But the main thing that struck everybody was how he said, you know, people wanted to be basically enslaved, you know.
Basically, that's what he said. Yeah,
for all these years, you know, and you know, I'm looking at the memes and reading everything and shit like that after he said it, and you know, there's people that are kind of siding with him, and I get it, because I get, you know, I guess some people are trying to say he was trying to say, why aren't we fighting back type of thing and all that. But it's just, man, like, and I get that if that's what he's saying. And I kind of feel maybe that is, you know, because he's a smart dude. But, bro, you're saying it totally wrong.
Right.
You're saying it to the, I don't think TMZ was the right platform.
For that.
You know, maybe you should have went to people that, I don't know, that are more involved in historical community. Something. Like
this,
you know,
not
what I mean?
TMZ.
Well, and that's the thing, though. If he would have took it in that format where he would have went to people that are more, you know, into the whole knowledge and all that, he probably would have sat him down real quick.
Real fast.
TMZ, you know, they want ratings. They're going to let that put it all over the place. But, yeah, man, it's sad because Kanye, man, like, I think he's a great producer. You know, he's an okay MC. He definitely kills these new cats out here. I listen to Kanye all day before I listen to, I mean, the older stuff, you know. So to see him go through everything he's gone through, man, a lot of this shit started when his mother died, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak on my behalf. I feel that the brother is, I feel that he feels guilty for part of that. Because, you know, without them dollars, man, she couldn't have got that botched surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, he even said, I lost my mama to this shit. He said it. He went on his rants where he was flipping.
So and you know what? That right there makes somebody vulnerable, man. And the right and wrong people will feed into that and come get you, man. And I think, bro, I'm sorry, man, but them Kardashian girls, man, there is something.
It's something about them.
They got that voodoo pussy, bro. I don't know what it is. And no, and when I say that, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody who, you know, is into anything cultural, spiritual, whatever. I'm just, you know. I'm saying it in a comedic way, but I mean it. Like there's something
about her and them that they affect people.
Yo, it's almost like they're that shit we were just talking about. They are the darts that get thrown, and it's like I feel like, yo, the industry almost uses them at certain times.
Oh yeah,
other people too, but their whole family is like that, bro. Like the whole shit going down the line. Shit. So, but yeah, man. That's,
anybody that deal with them are not the same.
Nah,
Tiger, Lamar Odom, Kanye, all of them. Like, yo, I remember Tiger, what's his name? Charlamagne was drilling him in the interview. He was like, basically trying to make everybody realize that Tiger had a get out moment.
And he
kept trying to like emphasize, like, yeah, bro, you feel, it's like, are you back now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he kept like doing that. And he's like, yeah, I do feel a lot more like myself. He's saying shit like that. I'm like, damn, he's really like that. You know what I'm saying?
So it's wild. And then, you know, and then on top of that, he did the whole thing with the, you know, showing massive support for Trump and wearing the MAGA hat.
The hat.
And shit. And
sound like a whole white dude in them interviews, too.
It's crazy. I mean, how do you go. Bro, how do you, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. How do you go from George Bush doesn't like black people to supporting this fucker? You know what I'm saying?
That's how.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people are saying. That, yo, he's going through a mental thing. Something serious.
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
It's not right. Like, I don't give a fuck what he said. Something not right. Like,
nah.
Because like I said, now the flip side of what he said, you know, like, you know, choosing slavery and all that.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that I can agree is, you know, yeah, we should never choose to be oppressed, or choose to stay in a position of oppression. We should always try to find our way out. But the way he made it seem like nobody tried.
Yeah.
He made it seem like there was no, like, everybody just laid down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Haiti. You got Nat Turner, you got a whole bunch of different shit that went down, but he made it seem like we were just all weak, I didn't like that.
I could tell where some people are agreeing with him, man, but it's just not adding up.
It's not adding up
to everything. Like, you got to add everything up, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's been like
that for a minute, man. And how do you make that song? What was it?
Sound like a racist white dude that got a chance to talk to a black man. I'm sorry.
But you're absolutely right, man. Fucking Clayton Bigsby and shit.
Yeah, like, he just jumped in his body and shit. Was like, yo, you niggas should have stayed in slavery. You know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy, man. But he's been kind of off for a minute, man. Even when he made that song, when he made that song Gold Digger, I think he was still all right. But how's it go? I ain't messing with no gold diggers. And then you got one of the biggest gold diggers as your wife and the mother of your children. My man, yo,
Wow, that's true. I didn't even put that together.
Yo, man, it's just ugly. It's looking ugly, man. And you know what? The sad part is that he's an intelligent brother, man. Mm-hmm. And he needs saving, man. But can we fucking save him, bro?
Like, nah,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know, bro.
I don't think so.
Once you're involved in that industry
and those
certain groups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they know what they do, that, man. Yeah. Yeah. Bro, remember he was just crying broke not too long ago.
Yeah, he was.
So like, you know, maybe he was just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna
go all in.
Mm-hmm. All.
Cause think about it, bro. He's stuck now. You ain't leaving Kim.
Yeah.
You gonna get hit where you got three kids with her. You. Gonna...
Mm-hmm. It's no turning back.
You're done.
There's no turning back. You're not gonna do all this and just quit.
You're done.
You know what I'm saying? And speaking of that, Childish Gambino.
Oh man, yeah.
Now, Childish Gambino, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I don't really listen to his music like that. I did try to listen to it.
Me too. I did put it on. He's like a Chance the Rapper for
me. Right.
Like,
I cannot.
I like the kid. I like the kid, but I can't fuck with your music, bro.
I cannot.
I respect your merits and what you're
what doing. What you stand for. But
yeah, when I talk about Chance. But yeah, Childish Gambino. Right. Yeah, he got that. He got the... What was it that
Illuminati? This
is America.
Oh, okay, yeah,
the video, where it had a lot of dope messages, man. You know, real subliminal messages for people who don't really know what the fuck is going on or paying attention.
Pale white horse and shit.
A lot of the blackface shit and you know, the way they treated the gun so carefully and people, but you know, people were getting shot up, basically saying how, you know. And in my eyes, how they're just, they were basically just, or he was trying to say, is that these guns, NRA, all this bullshit, has more attention and gets more affection and love than actual people getting fucking shot up.
Right.
So, but anyway, then man, then like, fuck, it's like 3-4 days later, they have that Met Gala shit.
Whatever the
and
fuck.
And yo, I don't know if you've seen the photos from like all that shit. Everybody was dressed in like some Illuminati type garment.
Like futuristic like, Illuminati
and this,
shit.
And this ain't no conspiracy shit, man. If you look at like Rihanna had like the Pope shit on.
Yeah,
there was people that were going in because she was wearing disrespecting the Pope. And again, like I don't even follow that, but still, like, you know.
That shit looked evil. Like, so, yo, like, it didn't even look like her in the picture.
The video. Again, he came out with it. I can't bump that song. It's not my style. Yeah. I respect the artistry. I kind of lost respect when I saw what he was wearing at the gala.
He's like, well, how are you? Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, they put people on to represent certain ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I.
But let me get into it real quick so the people know. Like, and I want y'all to Google it. Google Childish Gambino at the gala. And he's rocking this outfit, and the jacket on the back of the jacket is like the all-seeing eye with like the clouds and the the rays of the light and all that. And you know, if you know your shit, man, you know a lot of that has to, you know, a lot the original shit comes from Egypt that they stole from us to use into Illuminati. So that's if you do the real homework. But you know, from where he's getting that, that's not what they're representing. They're representing the fucked up side. And then there's another picture of him and he's throwing up the 666, you know what I'm saying, with his hands. And you know, again, people that don't know this are gonna say conspiracy, yo, but it's all there, man. It's only conspiracy if you don't know what the fuck it is, you know what I mean? So anyway, just Google that. Google what he was wearing for the Met Gala, and then compare that to the message that he's giving in his song. Like, how do you do that? That was beautiful to me,
right?
Even though I don't fuck with it like that, it's like, yo, that's beautiful deep. That was dope. It out,
yeah.
And then he just took the carpet right under from everything and it went to shit after I saw what he did, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's interesting about that, like, so like an artist like Beyonce. Now, Beyonce, she started off and then, you know, making the kind of music she was making, and then it kind of got on some Illuminati shit for a second, and she was doing that. But then now she's like on this, like, you know, like Osun and spirituality and all of this stuff. Now, she's kind of like backed away from a lot of that shit.
It's a spiritual war going on.
You know what I'm saying? Her and Jay-Z, if you look at them both, they don't really participate in the industry as much like how a lot of these artists do. But then you have a lot of other artists who are now like getting into these movements of like being woke, so on and so forth, to represent themselves. Yeah. But it's all branding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all branding. Because when you look at Childish Gambino, like, he started off, I don't know if you guys remember, he was a comedian.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
He was a comedian. He was like the
actor, comedian.
He was at first. It was just like, is this comedian? And then he was rapping. Then it was like, oh, he raps. Then like it was just like this goofy ass rapper. And then he started acting. Mm-hmm. And then he was doing the acting shit, and it was like, okay, this nigga's acting out. Then he started doing this Marvin Gaye shit that he's doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's just like switching people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look at him almost like how Andre 3000 kind of, you know, his growth, because, or whatever you want to call what he went through, because I can almost call it like he became uninspired, because he was really, really good. He was really, really, really good. He got like, he reached the peak, and then he just started singing.
Andre got hit
stopped
with
rapping.
Andre got hit with the Baduism syndrome, and she, you know, she dismantled a lot.
No, but actually, he was still good.
I love
good
Erica. Shout out to Erica.
He was still
man.
Good after Erica.
No, I know.
He was lit after Erica. He did put out some, like, yo, but he was still lit after Erica. But I knew everybody different after Erica.
Yeah, but he was still lit after Erica.
But like,
yeah, but Child, I can't really compare Child, because it's like they're using that man as a puppet, bro. Now,
that's what it feels like. It do feel like
Andre.
It.
I didn't get. I think Andre was just, you know,
I think something happened, because like. He got, if you listen to ATL News, the Quimini, then what was it after that? It was Bombs Over Baghdad. Mm-hmm. The Bombs Over Baghdad album was like, that was like the start of the okay shit.
Then
they went to the double album, and then it was like a whole album of him not rapping almost. It was like two songs off all that shit where he was rapping. Yeah. And then Big Boy was like rapping over like circus beats, like this shit was weird,
real weird.
It got real strange, and then Idlewild came out. It just got real like
they were either chasing the money or something happened.
Something happened. Shit. Because like I said, it's like you see the same kind of change with people's artistry once they get to a certain point. He starts to turn, like Kanye shit did the same thing. He reached the peak, and then this shit just got weird. It just got like, what's this?
you get invited into
you get invited.
Coming in or you not?
And then like Nori, he was about to take that turn too. Noriega.
Yeah,
I know if you seen that Vlad interview he did.
I think he spoke about it. Didn't
he did. Yeah, he did. That Vlad interview, he was like, "Yeah, there's two doors, and I didn't go through either one of them." And you see, I ain't went platinum since. Yeah. He started laughing about that shit. Like,
but it's true.
You know, so it's like, it's not really a conspiracy when you start to add up the dots. You start to see what's going on. That there's something that happens with these artists, but they just don't come back. It just, they change. There's a shift, and then you don't see. I think Kendrick Lamar went through that in his second album. Everybody, all my interweblings, here's some homework. Go check out Kendrick Lamar's second album, which was the To Pimp a Butterfly. He has a few songs on there. One of those songs, he's screaming in a hotel room, losing his mind. And he's talking about how he's warring with himself and how he hates himself for the stuff that he's doing. But the video is what you want to see, because he made a video / short movie about it. There's so much symbolism in that video.
It is just,
please watch it. He's really trying to express. He's one of the artists that's trying to be forthcoming with what's going on without being telling you straight up. You know what I mean? Like, he's telling you, like, listen, this is going down. You know what I mean? Like, and then his last album is called Damn, and you see his face is like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to give you an understanding of what's going on.
You think he walked through?
I think he did, yo. I wish I felt differently.
Yeah.
But I feel like he I think after, like, the first album.
You know what? Because he was so impactful, man. And he was so, like, people, you know, were all over him. And sometimes I think you might get backed and tied at a wall. I mean, you don't even get
I think
a choice,
you get tricked. You know? I don't think he realized. I don't think they realize it. That's why I think. I think it's almost like they get tricked. They get tricked. You know, they get same, told one thing.
I think it's the same shit like with Bill Cosby and Prince and
Cassidy. Yeah, they all get.
MJ, you know.
They all get tricked.
Like we spoke
especially
MJ. Yeah, we spoke about that one time in the show. Like, they know. They'll take certain pictures of you in certain ways that they could pull up. You get out of hand,
That's what they did with Bill.
Remember that? Yeah, they did with Bill.
Like, remember them pills? But then, like, Michael Jackson, with him, it was like he was raised in this industry. He had no choice.
Yeah.
He had no option. Like, his dad just basically, raped
but
his mind. Like,
he obviously went through something. So, and this is what people don't pay attention to, because he obviously went through something and saw something.
Yeah, he saw something.
Remember when he was screaming out, Tommy Mottola's the devil.
Yeah,
Sony. You know
I
what I mean?
That.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
That,
you don't just say shit like that.
Yeah.
Just like Dave Chappelle. He was like, did a whole Oprah interview talking about how he ran away. He was talking about Oprah, accordingly. He was talking, Oprah was one of the people that he was talking about in that group, which was very ironic. And then now to see him years later, like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that's deep shit.
That shit ain't a conspiracy.
It's not.
It's happening. Just, you got to research it. Connect the dots.
Connect the dots.
Martin, I hate that word, man. They created that shit just to make people who just to make people who are actually talking about things. Because, you know, they hide shit. So they try to hide. They want you to look nutty, crazy.
Right.
So they made up that word, but that's bullshit.
Martin didn't. Man. Martin, I didn't know about it until Dave Chappelle talked about it. Martin's like ran out of the street.
Oh, him too. Yeah, but naked. Yeah.
Talking about they him trying too. To kill me with a gun. He had a him gun. Too. So it's like, yeah, these are people. Yo, listen, guys. This is one reason why I didn't really follow my music to go to the industry.
Cat Williams too. Remember
Cat Williams had a whole stand up about it.
Yo, they were look. I think they were looking for a comedian, bro. And you know who they got? Who? That I think walked right through.
Kevin Hart.
Absolutely.
Kevin Hart. He walked right through.
Right through.
Right through. He probably ran through. Yeah. Kevin Hart ran through. I think that's why they.
And look. Yo, they already. I think they already. I think he maybe tried to come out already. They kind of pulled the plug with the little.
Oh yeah, with
the sexual thing, the cheating and shit.
Right. Like, oh, you wanna
remember?
I'll fuck up your marriage.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Try us.
That was light. That's what that was light. That was light.
Yeah. So
yeah, this is crazy.
And again, man, like for the people that don't get it, man, just go do the research, man.
Connect
like,
the dots.
Like go watch a YouTube video, but don't just. Keep it there. Read a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Read about it.
Use your eyes. Really check it out.
Read between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Please do. You'll be surprised on what you really see. Later, these other shows, we're going to, you know, bring up more of these topics. Even if we have guests, we're going to, like, bring up some strange shit, you know.
Yeah.
And bring up topics that I'm not even familiar with that we're just going to build
on. Oh, absolutely.
When it comes to the spiritual stuff.
Oh, yeah. We got, like I told you, we got a brother. And this is... going to be in June because we have people booked already. But we got a brother coming all the way from Jersey, actually. Mm-hmm. He's a Kundalini Buddhist, like, and that's going to be real, mm-hmm. real crazy. So I can't wait for that. But, yeah, we're going to have crazy topics. And this is why I'm kind of happy that it kind of worked out, man, that, you know, the person backed out.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to get it to a show like this because, you know, I know we have fans that like
want this, right?
You know what I mean? They like the, you know, it's cool, the rappers and the MCs and the businessmen and
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I love that too. And I'm not taking that away from it. But like, this is the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? This is the
shit that people talk about. You know what I'm saying? Amongst their own people and they have questions about. I mean, I have somebody that have access to all the information about it. So
yeah, I mean, you know, this is the cream. This is the feeling that we enjoy. That mm-hmm. I enjoy as well.
I definitely enjoy talking.
But
about
you know,
like
not, again, not to take away from our guests, man, because like, you know, they inspire as well. So definitely. It's just a balance. That's mm-hmm. you know, like we said, like the first show. People loved it, bro, because we spoke about shit like this.
Yeah.
We spoke about hip-hop.
Yeah.
We spoke about current events. So.
Talking about the whole nine.
Yeah.
The whole nine, man.
So.
Yeah.
It's key, man. Definitely, it's key. And we'll just keep doing it, man. Real quick, man, we're going to make this a short one because, you know, this is just kind of like a filler because our guests have backed out. But I just wanted to talk about a couple more things, man.
So,
did you hear about what happened? I think it was in Oakland with the lady. She had called the police on two brothers that were having a barbecue.
Yeah, I heard about that.
In the park.
They bust out and did an electric slide on the
I believe it was the next weekend, the whole city came out. Mm-hmm. And it was all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Latinos, blacks, whites, Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful to see, man. And they were doing the electric slide, having mm-hmm. a good time. And that's a beautiful way to protest something, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this bitch, man.
No, man, fuck her, man.
Yo, man, and her only, because I read a little bit and I saw the video, and her only real excuse is that they were in a part of the park where you can't use charcoal. And mind you, there was no really music playing. They weren't bothering nobody. So, yo.
And you said it was two people?
Two people. And yo, it's like these are the miserable motherfuckers that like. Just can't. Yo, mind your business. So what? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's say if you couldn't use charcoal in that part, which they say it was allowed. Mm-hmm. But let's just say you could. Who mind your fucking business?
Right. Like who gives a fuck? Like,
you know what I'm saying? And now look, she's a laughing stock of the fucking.
Yo, forever.
On a meme.
Forever.
And as a matter
she's
of fact,
she's never going to live that
her
down.
Name. Her name is.
Yeah, what's her name, yo?
shit. Let me see. For another.
Yeah, cause she.
I'm gonna find her name, but check this out. I read up on her, and she's some sort of doctor that graduated at Stanford University, bro. These are people that are
high
places mm-hmm. that control shit in the community
right.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
where they're at, and that's scary, man.
That is because you think about how many people have been working on your body that don't fuck with you. They're just taking that insurance check, the Medicaid.
I want to get her name though, man, because.
Wow.
Because Well, you know what?
The memes are hilarious, though.
Yeah. This also ties into what happened at Yale. Did you hear what happened at Yale? I believe it was last week. Mm-hmm. So there's a graduate student or undergraduate. I forget what it was, but that's here and there. The main point is she had fell asleep.
They called the cops on her.
She was a black female. Mm-hmm. And a white student that lived, I guess, across from wherever she was at, you know, the I don't know, dorm or lounge or whatever, mm-hmm. called the cops on her saying that, you know, somebody fell asleep in the thing. Basically say, first of all, you can't just get in there. You have the cards, you know, security and all that. So basically she was kind of trying to say maybe someone broke in to fall asleep or some shit like that. And it was, you know, I got to get her name too. I got to pull that up in a second. But she was just saying that she felt scared or threatened or some shit. But I had read that she has done this before. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And yo, come on, you're at Yale? That's scary, bro. These are people that are going to come, coming from high places, bro. Mm-hmm. Yale ain't nothing to laugh at.
It's nothing. It's
She's going somewhere high. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you're at Yale,
give or take, you know, you're going to be somewhere in the bracket that's not down here.
Facts.
And you have influence on people and the community. That's scary, bro.
That is, you know. And doctors make me nervous, dog. Doctors make me nervous. Not just because they're doctors. I just look at people who have professions like that where there's a lot of closed doors. You don't really know much about them or what their lifestyle is like, or you know, just like, oh, what's the name of that movie? Eyes Wide Shut.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah,
that's a dope movie.
It's a dope movie, and it kind of just opened my eyes to the lives of people, you know, that are like professionals and, you know, old store owners, a homeowner, you know, certain home, like big homeowners, like mansions, you know, own a bunch of land or a corporation. A lot of these people are part of groups, you know, they have groups, they have secret groups. I had no idea it was that deep, you know what I'm saying? That was a big eye opener for me. It's like, damn, word. Because now it just gives you a different perspective on the world, you know. There's so many things. We live in a world full of closed doors. I want everybody to think about that, you know. You don't see what is really happening in this world that you're living in. You know, you see what you see somebody going to a store, going to their car maybe, you know. You don't really get to see what people are living through and dealing with day to day. It's very rare that someone gives you a scope into their life unless it's entertainment purposes or you're buying into it somehow. But you don't just see an average person's day-to-day life. So imagine a person, you know, the secrets that you live around. If you're in an apartment complex, imagine how many different things go on that apartment complex
every
that
day,
have no idea about, because you know everybody lives in boxes.
Not everything is what it seems, man.
Factory. So, you know, just keep that in mind. We live in a world full of secrets. You know, we don't know the shit we even think we know.
And it's just going back to both events, man. The thing at Yale and the thing at the park, man. It was two white ladies, man, calling it on black folks, mm-hmm. bro. And
that feeling threatened.
That did nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Feeling threatened.
And then you got the woman at Yale having to prove to campus security or whatever or the cops that she really is a resident there. She had a home dorm room and all that shit, man. Like,
they're threatened by her presence. You know what I'm saying? They're threatened by the energy they feel.
I mean, we've been, you know, threatening these motherfuckers mm-hmm. forever, bro. So, you know.
It's sad.
It is. But
it really is.
I'm not surprised anymore, man.
Yeah, it's not a shock. It's not like, oh, word. It's more like, yeah, this is what they do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's what some of them do. And you become scared of who you are, what your potential is, or if they're just uncomfortable with your presence. Cops are like the regulators for them.
Yeah. And they know that, man. And the bitch from fucking, you know, and I don't call women's bitches loosely, man, but this is a bitch, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's queens, there's women, there's bitches. This is a bitch, you know
talking
what I'm
about
saying?
Chick from, I thought you were talking about, I was going to Starbucks.
No, Oakland. I'm talking about the chick that.
No, I thought you were going to go back into that one because it's like all connected, you know, somebody one, calling man. Them. Yeah, it's like a stream of events. You notice something, though? Isn't it weird, though? When one thing happens, it's like a trend of that thing happens.
Yeah, it's like it same thing with like the school shooter shit.
Right.
It's like
motherfuckers
are just waiting for
the next
like,
one, and it just more and it grows in number. But like it starts off as a few, It always starts off as a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it becomes some trend to do the shit. Like, it'd be crazy shit too, like, you know, bombings and shit, or, you know, like school shootings, or what's the next sexual thing to make normalized, you know what I'm saying? Like I've noticed that too, right? So the whole gay thing, that's cool, right? Mm-hmm. And then it went to, now they're trying to add the pedophile shit to it though. I don't know if you know that. Mm. They're trying to add, well, not trying, some people have added being a pedophile to the whole LBG. I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to word letters, but they've added that as a thing, as one of those, like, synonyms, or one of those antonyms or whatever.
I don't know what it's antonyms. I didn't really
know. Yeah, that. I check it out. It's pretty fucking sick. And a lot of people who are a part of those groups don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to give them all a bad name, obviously, if you have, you're accepting that kind of shit in your group. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like watching the patterns, you predict the trends. My boy Cambada said, if you look at the patterns, you can predict the trends. And you just look at the patterns that the society puts out, and you can predict, okay, well, this is going to be the next couple of things they're going to try to put out on it. Because, like, they've already had, like, the whole, you know, gender confusion, where, you know, a lot of young men that grow up, they're not going to understand the difference between what a man is, natural, what's natural for a man to do, or what's natural for a woman to do. That natural word is going to be infused with a bunch of different new ideas by the time they get older. So being a man at that point might, hey, I could wear a man purse, also maybe wear a skirt as long as I got Tim's on. You understand what I mean? Like, the perspective of what a man is going to change consistently. And just as a woman, a perspective of a woman at one point was a whole different idea. And a lot of that was based off of men's ideas of what women should be, honestly. You know, you'd be a wife, clean up, you know, make kids, things like that. But now women are redefining themselves in major ways. Women becoming more spiritual, more independent, more honest with themselves, with who they're supposed to be in this world. Honestly, more stable than a lot of us men. I'm noticing, and a lot of us men,
they've been too for a while, man. Yeah. They've been carrying the torch.
Yeah, they have
for a long while.
And I feel like they're still doing such and leading the way.
It's just the spotlight is on that a little more now, because of certain accolades, certain, you know, and situations.
And that's good, like all the Me Too movement too, and all that. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
All that helped with that attribute, and I love seeing women do what they do. Just because they're women, you know, fine, you know. They're great.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I can't. I'm gonna be here forever looking for the names, man. But you know, you guys could just Google it, and you'll find out both of the names. Google the if you didn't hear about it, the Yale student at Yale that got the security called on her for falling asleep in the common room, and then the woman who called the police on two brothers that were peacefully barbecuing. And it's all on video. So, barbecuing in Oakland in a park. But yeah, man, I think we're gonna give them one of these, man. What do you think, bro?
Shut the fuck up.
I like to shut the fuck up. Oh, that's my shit right there. What you doing with that one? Oh yeah. Shit.
That's the other thing, man. You know, I know our interweblians and our audience have been listening. We got a little soundboard now because, you know, we're trying to upgrade the show for everybody to enjoy it. And, you know, we're trying to really give you some a great service here. You know what I'm saying? And just provide some dope shit.
I'm using that. Brum, brum,
brum. Yeah, I got
him here. We got to, like, go over here so I can just slide my finger with it.
I should have hit this one when we were talking about the deep shit, because, you know, this is what motherfuckers think.
Yo, I should sample that. Play it again one more time. Mike. I'm gonna go home tonight and make some shit off of that.
Yeah, man. But
I'm killing that tonight, yo.
I think that's good, bro. That's good. Yo, we said a half hour, bro. It's an hour, bro. That's,
you know
that's
how
just
we
what
do.
Happens when especially when you get into great conversation. So initially we were gonna do a half hour show, you know, as a filler. But with some, you know, it was still gonna be great content. But again, we take off with our conversations,
we
get into good convo.
Feedback Give us feedback. Tell us what you like and what you don't like. Give us feedback.
Backyard Mecca Show at gmail.com. Y'all can hit us up there. Y'all know y'all can hit. I'm falling asleep already, bro. Now y'all can hit us up on social media too, man. Backyard Mecca, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Black Planet.
Shit. Is that shit even still around me? Gente?
You know what?
Asian Avenue. I remember all them shit.
Yeah, I remember all of those. I'm gonna have to check that out. Black Planet, see if you were around.
I think
the domain.
I think it might be around. It probably still is. It's not what it was.
Ain't
before,
nobody using
but,
that shit.
But it's gotta be.
If you using Black Planet right now,
yeah.
Like, really,
you gotta catch up, bro. Black yo, Planet. Facebook killed all that shit, man.
Facebook killed everything.
Yeah, Instagram, yeah. All that shit.
I thought MySpace was undefeatable.
Yeah, me too, man.
That shit was crazy.
Me too, but yo, I guess money talks, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, I think we're gonna cut it short now, man. Just want to thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget, every Wednesday, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Podomatic, and basically anywhere else you could think of, man. You'll find us there. Every Sunday, that podcast drops in video format on YouTube. So look at us there. Again, BackyardMeccaShow.com, BackyardMeccaShow at Gmail. And yo, we out, man.
We out.
Peace. Interwebbing.